For some young adults with autism, the path to independence is a job. A recent study says 1 in 3 young adults with autism has no paid job experience, no college, and no technical school, nearly 7 years after high school graduation. The first job is a hurdle for anyone who struggles with social skills. That struggle can be part of living with autism. Dr. April Walter is trying to address that with a group of young adults in Federal Way. This summer, she set up a tent there at a farmer's market and put them to work. We go there with KUOW's Brian Buckaloo in part two of our series, Coming of Age with Autism.
The first time Rolando Elias came to the market, Dr. April Walter was nervous.
That was a big time risk. It could have blown up in my face.
Rolando is 19 years old. His autism symptoms are considered severe. He doesn't speak. He'll run if he gets nervous. The Federal Way Farmers Market is bordered on two sides by roads with heavy traffic. And that, of course, raises the question, why take the risk?
Because it's important. Everybody needs a purpose in life. And especially with the nonverbal kids, they often will never have a purpose. Autism is often individual. I mean, people feel isolated. The families feel isolated.
Dr. Walter's goal in setting up a vendor's tent at the farmer's market was to take away some of that isolation. Antonio Elias knows that feeling well. He's Rolando's father. When Rolando was diagnosed, Antonio had no idea what to do.
I remember it was a children's hospital driving back home over the bridge on I-5. I was shaking, thinking, you know, my only son has autism.
He says he wanted to jump off the bridge running over Lake Union. Of course, he didn't. Instead, he calmed himself that day by resolving to do whatever he could to help his son. Now, over a decade later, Rolando is almost finished with high school. He's enrolled in an employment transition center in Federal Way. And as Antonio watches Rolando at the market and thinks back to that very first day, he's surprised at how far they've come.
Oh, it makes me feel real proud. You know, I never expect him to be like this right now, like he is right now, be part of a group, be part of a community. I never expect him to be like this. So I feel really, really proud.
Still, the farmer's market adds up to 3 hours, one afternoon a week during the summer. Finding ways to fill the time is the tallest hurdle for families that have children with autism leaving school. Rolando's parents don't know if he'll ever be able to live by himself. They do know that one day he'll probably have to live without them. That means they need to figure out what he can do now while they're still around. For the Eliases, the farmer's market is a start. The market is also a start for Jordan Howard, although his expectations are different. Jordan is hoping his experience managing the tent will help him get a job. He's also been practicing his interpersonal skills in mock job interviews. He's dressing the part.
Suit and tie, got a vest, I'm wearing suspenders instead of a belt, kind of a little fancy.
Jordan has had a lot of trouble with job interviews in the past. He's not good at judging how people react to him. He gets really nervous.
Well, I always think I'm being judged by other people just when I'm walking around, but this time I'm like, I know I'm being judged, so it's just that, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to stand up to scrutiny.
He wasn't able to answer the questions in a manner that I felt would be appropriate for a job interview.
In other words, not up to scrutiny, says Carly Pereira. She's helping Jordan practice job interviews. Jordan wasn't able to name his strengths. He couldn't describe his personality. And he had trouble knowing what to tell about himself and what to leave out.
When somebody asks you, tell me about an average day or an average week, you don't say, I wake up, I go to the bathroom, I eat breakfast. And when people ask you what's an average day for you, they don't want to know about your Cheerios.
Carly's goal is to teach Jordan the art of summarization.
Hypothetically, he should be extremely, significantly more prepared today if he did what I asked him to do. So I guess we'll find out.
Jordan did much better in the second interview. At first, he had trouble elaborating. He stapled his resume on the right-hand side of the paper instead of the left. But as the interview progressed, he gained confidence. In the first interview, when asked about his ambitions, he said he'd like to be a manager with subordinates. This time he changed that to a manager with responsibility. Also last time, when asked what irritates you about people, Jordan said dealing with people. This time he left that out. Still, at times it sounded like he was reading from a script. I counted all of the canned interview catchphrases: motivated, honest, team player. So I asked him,
do you believe everything that you said?
For any potential employers out there, please tune out now. No, I really don't like working with people for the most part.
Why did you say that?
Well, because you say, I don't like working with people, and they immediately think, oh, well, he's not a team player, you know, and this is a job where he needs to work with people, and it's a customer service job where he has coworkers. So you say, I don't like people, you're thinking, okay, he's not going to get along with the customers or the coworkers. So, and I can fake it, you know, I just kind of have to buckle down and do it.
Which is exactly what a lot of people do. Say what you need to say to get a job. For Jordan, that job and a paycheck is his path to independence. Jordan's friend Alex is taking a slightly different route. In April, he applied to the University of Washington. If he got in, he would have to move into his own apartment near campus. I asked him if he was ready to move out of his parents' house.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Alex is ready. For KUOW, I'm Brian Buckaloo.
He's ready, but can he do it? We find out in part 3 of our series. Funding for Coming of Age with Autism was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and the KUOW Board of Directors. To hear stories from our series or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to kuow.org.